John, your Bulldogs players have come out of Oddsall giving it a real good go, and Sean Enscoe sending off, who knows, it might just have had an effect on the outcome.
Yeah, it may well have done, because they obviously scored two tries down that sort of channel where Sean would have been defending, but and it was sent off for the last 20 minutes when it had been a pretty intense, tough physical encounter, and there were some tired bodies out there, and credit to Bradford, they took advantage of it, but we weren't helped that, and Sean will have to learn to keep his mouth shut, because, you know, if he sets something to the referee, that's not acceptable. But I don't think it was a penalty in the first place, and obviously Sean didn't, and that's what he reacted to. And, you know, I was just mystified with a couple of times. He puts an incident on report from a Bradford player leading with his elbow into a collision and doesn't give a penalty. Well, I'm just sat back in the dugout and wondering what the heck's going on, and you know, and but that's not my problem, that's the RFL's problem. I've just got to look at what we did at Batley Bulldogs, and our performance levels were far superior to last week, and attitudinally we were first class, we were much better than last week. So we've made progress, but we need to make progress with our attitude and application against the teams in and around us as well, not when we come to play Bradford, London or Lee, when it's really easy to get up for a game.
Last time we chatted, I think, was down at Doncaster a while back, and we talked about the fact that your forwards had given as good as they got that day.
Yeah.
Alex Rowe and James Brown, to name but two today, outstanding in your colours, and, you know, just gave you that little bit of a squeak when maybe a lot of people were writing you off at half-time.
Yeah, they did. I thought they were outstanding, but I don't think it was those. I thought we were good, very good as a team, and I thought we looked much happier as an attacking force, not only with those two, but with recognised nine in Luke Blake and Anthony Nicholson, recognised halfbacks and a fullback who sweeps around the back and looks dangerous. And I mean, we can exemplify that by the fact Kane Sutherwood was the one who gave the last pass to Alex Rowe for his try, and also Scotty Leatherbatter kicks a 40-20 and we score off that. So they were halfbacks are for, and that's the fifth time we've had our halfbacks on the field together, and so that's a pleasing sign, and hopefully it allows us to finish the season with a wind in our sail and also the Super 8s at the end as well.
So they've given you plenty of direction, as we saw in the game. You were getting down the Bradford end, the final sort of third 20 metre area, but then on a lot of occasions couldn't really ask too many questions. And what?
Well, I think we asked questions, but I thought they defended pretty well, you know, and that's when you've got to pat the other team on the back as well. And, you know, we've scored 1, 2, 3 tries from within their 20, so I think there's enough questions being asked. But you're playing a full-time team who played, defended very, very well on their own line and were also incisive in attack. So I'm not going to be derogatory to my players how they've performed today. I'm just going to say well done, but we need to maintain those standards for your Hunslets, your Doncasters, your Workingtons and Whitehaves when we seem to let our standards slip.
And just to pick out one more player that Jimmy Lowes has just alluded to in my chat with him, Johnny Campbell, who had a stormer at fullback.
He's a good player. There's no doubt about that kid. And I moved him from the wing to fullback because I just wanted him to get the ball in his hands as often as he could. And, you know, it was no magnificent aspect of coaching. It was just a bit of common sense. If a player's dangerous, get him somewhere where he's going to get a lot of ball. He was at fullback, he got a lot of ball, and he caused a lot of problems.
Been a while since that last win, is it? You know, how do you feel going into this final part of the season? What's it all about now for you?
Well, it's all about picking up some wins. It's playing as well as that and picking up the results as well. And, you know, we finish now with Bradford, with Featherstone, with Sheffield, with London, with Lee. We've done with them. Now it's a season when you've got your Halifaxes, Dewsbury's, Doncasters, Hunslets, etc. So the teams in and around you and the part-time teams, and if they play as well as they've played there, I'm pretty comfortable that we'll pick up a fair few wins.
Saying that, but obviously you're saying that you're raising your game for the bigger team. So how are you going to change that mentality then?
Well, that's a matter of the players spoke about that after the game. They spoke straight away about that, so it's not a problem that I'm having to address, it's a problem they realise they've got to address and come ready to play. It was said at training yesterday, every player had to bring their A game. I thought virtually every player did that, but they have to bring their A game to Doncasters, Hunslets, etc. And if we learn that, we'll finish the season, we'll be A-OK.
John, good support as always. Cheers. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.